09?
At Ohio State?
No. Did you storm the field?
No, I have not been out there in the field since then.
It will be the first time since then.
Yeah, it will be.
Different colors, different goal in mind.
Yeah, but I would say the right colors, I think. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
What are your memories of that day, that game?
I don't really know. My family went and we tailgated at the game, and you know, we just went and watched the Buckeyes play the Hawkeyes, and it was a good game. It was a good environment, and the Hawkeyes should have pulled it out. So that's all I really remember.
So how often did you go to Ohio State games growing up?
I would say I went to a lot. I would say I at least went to one or two a year. My dad had season tickets, and I went to a lot of games growing up. So
when you ended up at Iowa, was it pretty easy then to sell not just your parents, but the rest of your family on converting?
Yeah, it wasn't hard at all. I'd say my dad's always said blood's thicker than water, and you cheer for family, and that's what he's doing. So,
what will it mean to you to play in the stadium?
I mean, I'm just going in. It's just another game, just like every other week. I'm going to prepare just like every other game. And but, I mean, obviously it might be a little different because I went there growing up, and it'll be a cool feeling, but just like any other game.
When you think of their streak at 18 in a row, do you relish the chance of being the team to break that streak?
I would say every team goes in there thinking like that, and they're obviously a great team, and, you know, they've got a lot of athletes, and I would say every team goes in wanting to be the team to beat them. So, I would say that's how we're going in thinking it.
With a quarterback like Braxton Miller, how does that change what you do out there?
You know, you just got to know he's a threat to run or pass at any time, and he buys a lot of time with his feet, and so we just got to stay locked on to the receivers, and when he's out there running around, we just have to stay. We can't let anybody get open.
What are the challenges that Carlos Hyde presents?
He's a beast. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And he's very agile for his size, I would say. So, he can run you over, he can juke you out, and he's just a great running back all around.
What kind of film have you watched? Have you watched mainly Wisconsin film? Or have you watched all of them so far?
Yeah, I've watched all of them. I would say we've all been watching a lot of film. Wisconsin runs a little different defense, so I'd say we watch kind of a lot of the Northwestern film, but I mean, we've watched everything, and we're just trying to be prepared for everything that they do.
Is this something with the bye week that you found yourself watching film of them earlier than usual, or is it something that you try to keep it like a normal game week?
Yeah, I'd say we watched film. I mean, I watched film a little earlier, just trying to get prepared ahead of time because we weren't preparing for any team that week. So I would say I started watching film like Thursday a little earlier because normally on a Thursday we'd be preparing for whoever we were playing that week. Mm-hmm. So I'd say I started watching film a little earlier.
You talk about how crazy it is, though, in 09, you were there and you're excited, and the Buckeyes won, you kind of stormed the field, as I recall you saying, and now you're playing against the Buckeyes for the team they played that day. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's funny how things work out, but it's weird, but I would say that I'm happy with the way things turned out, and I'm happy to be playing for Coach Ferentz and the staff he has here.
When you were watching games there, did you ever think, it's going to be a pain. It would be a pain in the ass to play against Ohio State at Ohio State. You're going to find out.
Yeah. I guess growing up, I never really thought of it that way. But, I mean, they obviously have great fans. It's a great stadium, and it's a great environment. And, so I guess it'll be tough going in there and playing, but I think we're prepared.
What makes Ohio Stadium and the Horseshoe tough? What makes it the Horseshoe, you know?
I mean, the fans are loud. There's, like 105,000 people there. So I would say that makes it tough. And, I mean, we just have to go in prepared and just be ready to play a good football game.
How overwhelming is it sometimes when you guys go on the road in these mega stadiums? There's, I think, 70 guys, maybe 100 people on the sidelines wearing your collars against, you know, 110,000 people in the other collars. It's kind of be weird sometimes.
Yeah, it's weird, but I think we embrace it. We really enjoy it because we know it's just us against everybody else. So we kind of go in with this the mindset that it's us against the world. And, I mean, I think it's a challenge that we really embrace and we really enjoy it.
What was your recruiting conversation? I mean, we talked to Andrew about his conversation with Ohio State as far as recruiting goes. What was yours like?
I mean, Coach Bowman used to call me and stuff, but, I mean, it wasn't – they didn't recruit me too much, but, I mean, So I don't really know. It just came to my high school. Coach Bowman did, who's at Michigan State now, when Tressa was there, and he came to my high school once or twice, I think. But as far as that, I'm not really sure.